This week in KMA Land Preview, I'm Ethan Hewitt filling in with a vacationing Mike Peterson. This week, we're looking back at the highlights from KMA's Flashback 25 series, recapping the top local and regional news stories of the past year. Well, we started by looking back at recapping one of the most compelling city school election campaigns in recent memory. One of the longest citywide election campaigns started in June when incumbent Roger McQueen announced his candidacy for another term as Shenandoah's mayor. First elected in November 2021, McQueen succeeded Dick Hunt, who retired after four terms as mayor. In an interview on KMA's Morning Line program, McQueen cited numerous accomplishments during his first term as mayor and his desire to accomplish more in his second term.
I kind of laugh. You know, I think the first one was the rock pile on Ferguson in 48. I had so many people, when are you going to get that rock pile moved? You know, the Johnson Brother Mill, what can we do for that? What can we do? And so I think we've seen what's happened there. The Sack and Save lot, although there hasn't been a whole lot of action right there, but it's in the process. It's going as fast as it possibly can. You know, the senior housing finished up. You know, we've seen some businesses come up along the 59 corridor. You know, we've seen some new homes built.
Although McQueen defeated seven other candidates in his first campaign 4 years ago, he soon faced a major challenge from Jerry Wagaman, who announced his campaign in August. After a long and arduous campaign, McQueen defeated Wagaman by 114 votes, or more than 55% of the vote. And like most years, 2025 also had its fair share of severe weather events. While not as wild as the record tornado outbreak in Iowa last year, 2025 saw two doses of severe weather and some close calls. Though most of KMA Land was spared the disasters that marked 2024, including tornadoes in Minden and Greenfield, 2025 had its moments when it came to severe weather. One major outbreak occurred on April 17.
It was certainly a scary evening.
That's National Weather Service meteorologist Michaela Wood summing up an eventful evening of severe weather. Strong thunderstorms roared through eastern Nebraska and southwest Iowa, generating tornadoes, including a tornado emergency in Page County. Wood says two supercells touched off a long list of weather warnings.
The first was produced kind of near the Columbus area and then tracked east, kind of skirting the northern part of the Omaha Metro. And with that one, we've had a brief tornado reports as well as hail up to baseball size. Had some strong winds as well, so we had some baseball-sized hail driven by winds and a lot of damage from that hail.
Well, the second supercell originated near Grand Island and trekked eastward, dropping tornadoes in Cass County before crossing the Missouri River. It then generated a tornado reportedly touching down south of the Fremont Mills K-12 complex in Tabor. More than 40 structures were damaged in the tornado's trek across the county into Page County. Pierce Creek Recreation Area was also along the Twister's path. And we also looked back at another eventful year for Page County. Well, the new year brought new faces to elected roles in the county, not only due to the November 2024 elections, but also a special election for Page County Auditor in February featuring two candidates, Kristen Wagner and Cindy Van Fossen. The Board of Supervisors had appointed Van Fossen to the role in late 2024 before a citizen's petition forced the special election. On election night, February 4th, Wagner emerged victorious, receiving 65% of the vote. Prior to being elected to the role, Wagner had worked for 2.5 years in the auditor's office, most recently as a deputy auditor. In a Meet the Candidates interview, Wagner said she was running for the position due to her experience.
I do feel that the role of the auditor needs to have experience with county government and elections, which I do. And I feel like my previous experience gave me, and the education I have, gave me the qualifications that I would be able to do a good job.
County Auditor Melissa Wellhausen's resignation in November 2024 set in motion the chain of events leading to the special election. And KMA News also recapped the continued debate in progress on carbon pipelines throughout the region. One of the biggest stories to grip KMA Land not only in 2025, but for the past 4 years revolves around Summit Carbon Solutions' Midwest Express CO2 pipeline, a two-phase proposal to carry captured CO2 from over 60 ethanol plants across a five-state region to a sequestration site in North Dakota. While stipulations were put in place, the Iowa Utilities Commission approved a permit for the project in 2024, and for years, the Iowa legislature had also struggled to find a compromise on how to address the use of eminent domain for such projects until a special session in May, but that bill would ultimately be vetoed. We'll have more to come on This Week in KMA Land tomorrow morning at 8:30. Ethan Hewitt, KMA News.